This is why we're single.
Yo, man, oh my God. This is gonna be that kind of show, huh?
It is, clearly, God damn,
man. Let's see, back like Disney animated movies in 2019,
but it's not animated.
But it's not animated. It's the live version. Disney out here trying to get that Jordan money.
Who mans is this?
Disney
Who's
out here.
Whose mans is this?
Disney out here trying to get this Jordan money.
Man's is this?
You want some shit,
Disney
man.
Say if Jordan can come out with the bread 11s every year,
come on.
And
true.
Make money, we
fact,
can come
man.
Out. We can come out with Lion King. We can come out with Aladdin live version. Make this money, yo.
That What's, shit always gonna hit. Disney always gonna have a hit.
Right.
Shit, we grew up now, so that shit always gonna make sense. But
facts. What if I tell y'all I've never seen Lion King?
I don't believe you.
I swear to God. I've never seen Lion King.
I still
you
don't
have,
believe you.
Like, you don't have a choice but to have seen Lion King.
Bro, like, really?
Like, I've you don't never, have a choice. Like,
I've never seen Lion King.
Yeah.
My nigga, have you ever heard of this thing called the internet? And, like, you can buy it?
Yeah, but I feel like it's already
nigga
been
got
ruined.
Every DVD made, and this nigga ain't never seen Lion King ever.
I've never seen Lion King. I can tell you right now, the only Disney movie I've probably watched recently was the one with the black princess.
My nigga, I'm telling you.
Princess and the Frog.
Hold on. Lion King has been out for
95?
I don't mean
damn
I ain't seen it.
Years. Yeah,
like, I don't mean I still ain't seen it. I was watching Menace to Society when y'all was watching Lion King.
I'm
sorry.
I'm tough.
What you mean? I was watching all that shit. What you mean?
I said, mom's wasn't like, let's
Chicago
go see Lion
like.
King. Mom was like, let's go see Menace to Society. Shit.
But maybe because I got a sister. That
yeah,
possibly could be it.
Yeah, that could be it. We ain't even getting the introductions yet,
yeah,
man.
Niggas know our voice by now.
Nigga, I was fine. I seen Lion King.
You feel me?
Haters.
I seen that shit.
God
but
damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your boy, DB.
This Chicago, nigga. Ellie to the O-N, 313.
Detroit.
Dre with an A. What's good?
The Lima.
Right.
Bean
Green
City.
Bean.
Green Bean.
What's going on?
See you.
And this is That's Why We're Single.
They grab on you niggas.
Yeah, it's gonna be an eventful show this show, bruh. So
niggas laughing early.
Right, we ain't even make it through the intro without laughing, man. Man, so honestly, like, so if y'all don't know, we record these episodes like early. So like we riding off the energy of this weekend. So we know that y'all heard last weekend we was thanking everybody for, you know, the party at R Bar. So yep, we actually had the party now and we off that energy now. Plus yep, it was just yep. an amazing weekend, man.
It was.
Man, it was just man, shout out to Leon, you do it, man.
So first off, I wanna start off the weekend by shouting out the homie Robin.
Yes.
Putting on the best event that no one really knows about unless you are invited.
Yo,
absolutely.
I say this, and I say this proudly. I was impressed.
Like, it's one of the best events
yeah.
that you'll ever go to because it's well thought out. It's well planned.
Like
it's well organized.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to fucking Robin.
For
her
sure.
birthday just passed.
Happy belated
Happy
birthday.
Fucking birthday.
Yes.
You feel me?
Yeah, that shit was.
So,
shit was
I mean, it's great, bro. It's, yeah. it's like I said, it's one of the best events that I will continuously go to. Yeah.
If I have the pleasure of being invited,
yeah,
I'm
invited.
Absolutely.
absolutely. No,
I'm
legit.
Invited. I'm in that.
Yeah,
thing.
For sure. Also, shout out to the people at R Bar. I mean, I guess I could kind of shout myself
yeah.
out too.
Yeah.
Kind of, maybe.
Kind of.
It's
all good.
Shout out to the homies, Darius. Shout out to fucking the trade master of them all, fucking Dre.
Because
this nigga does fucking everything.
Yes.
I did get that. Like, niggas like, yo, you DJ. I mean, I was just playing around, y'all. Like, I don't do
like,
that shit
Like, this nigga
real.
Does everything.
Like, we told y'all this man does everything, part-time stripper dude. Hell, we wasn't lying, man.
Like niggas try kicking the door, and it's like four-year-olds running around the fucking crib and shit. So, but no, shout out to everybody. First off, shout out to everybody who came. Shout out to the motherfucking heat.
We love
heat,
y'all.
Because it's hot as fuck outside during that time. Yeah. And it was hot inside, too. But shit will be fixed.
We made it. We made
shit
it happen.
Will be fixed.
For shit y'all. Will be fixed. So.
Absolutely.
And we got other shit that's coming up. Matter of fact, I think something is coming up very, very soon.
Ooh. But hold on. Before you get into that, remember,
wait,
this is going to be.
More.
This is. Here's the thing. When this debuts, this event will have passed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Ooh.
I'm right. Yeah.
Ooh.
Be, yeah.
But
so.
We're going to do the recap.
Right.
The recap.
I forgot.
Of the It's a Brunch next week. I'm going to give you all updates, tell you how that went. Let y'all know when the next one you can catch, because from the response right now, it's looking lovely. So we'll definitely have more to come. So be on the lookout for that soon.
Man, fuck that. Toot your horn, dog. Tell him.
Oh, that
tell
shit
him.
About to be fire.
No, toot, no, toot
well, that
your,
shit was fire.
Toot God, your, damn, I know. I want you to toot your motherfucking horn right now. How many tickets have you? How many tickets? No, I ain't going to say how many. Don't even the number.
We
I just want to let you know. I'm going to answer this question for me.
Uh-huh.
What percentage of the tickets are women?
Oh, that's easily 60-70%.
60-70%
easily.
Women. Easily.
And that's probably being modest right there. Like, it's to a point where I was trying to ask dudes to come. Pause if needed, but like, I'm really like, yo, bro.
That's a valid one. Even though I said we weren't going to do that.
I'll allow
like,
it.
Yeah.
I'm
like, yo,
bro,
get your ticket, G. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I will say this, the next one, I'm letting y'all know right now, ladies love brunch. So, fellas, get your tickets early. I had them for as low as $5. I'll let y'all know right now, once they're gone, they're gone.
Don't
period.
Come asking, you know what I'm saying, man, can I get in? I was bullshitting. No, you're going to get taxed. Like, and so you're hearing this after the fact of the event, but we're, like, beforehand, and, like, I'm telling you, like, tickets are going fast. The $5 tickets are gone. We're gone because this is past tense. Tens were gone. 15s were gone at the time of recording. You ain't got shit left but $20 tickets.
$20?
Yeah. Right. And it's well worth it. It's well worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because not only did you have food, you had a caterer come in and cook this food. Yep. You had your mans from the 85 South Tour stop yep. through and bless us. You know what I'm saying?
With the Kenny G side.
Right. You
with
know
the
what
saxophone,
saying?
Though. Not a clarinet.
And that's the thing. So I'm going to be switching. Everything's going to be different next time. So it's going to be a different caterer, a different performance. So I just want this to be something fresh and new every time I do it. So be on the lookout for it. I'm thinking monthly, so hold me to it. But, you know, when winter comes, we might fall back a little bit.
Hey, and the only way that these events can continue is with your unwavering support. Like,
support.
We appreciate all of y'all coming out, supporting us. You know what I'm saying? We were just three homeboys and wanted to talk shit on a mic and get
and
shit
we still
recorded,
gonna do that
and we still gonna do that shit
people?
But we just want y'all to know, man, that we wanna just build this shit into where you see that logo and you fucking coming out, cause you know you're gonna have a great ass time, man.
Oh, talk your shit, Leon.
Talk your shit.
Cause I didn't know if I really wanted to say niggas
people,
but I'm still gonna say niggas and female.
Right. And women.
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 We working. We working. We working. We a work in progress over here, man. So,
hey, God know my heart.
Right.
Shame on you.
Right. This is episode 3. As always, you know how we going to kick it off. You know what I'm saying? We going to get into some free game.
Free game.
In a quick second. Then, obviously, we going to go ahead and get into the topics of the day after the commercial break. And then we got some questions that we want to ask each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So
pick your brain.
Yeah, pick your brain, you know, real quick, just off the cuff and just see how you respond to it. But I'm looking at the topics now. It looks like I think without further ado, let's go ahead and get into that free game, all right?
Oh, this is the free game section.
Free game. Free game. Free game.
A wise man once said, "How do we change the world? One random act of kindness at a time." Well, take this as these guys' random act. Or are they randomly acting a fool? Anyway, here's DB, L-E to the O-N, and Dre Tyson with this week's edition of Free Game on the That's Why We're Single podcast. Remember, it don't cost much to pay attention.
Who wants to kick it off?
I got you, brother.
Yeah, sure.
So, for me, I think I want to touch on the topic of stop taking you for granted. It's like,
because I'm the prize, right?
Yeah, like, know your worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a lot of times, as people, we don't take the time to celebrate our small victories that we have, you know what I'm saying, going on. Like, if you just graduated from college, if you, you know what I'm saying, on your way through college, if you getting a house, if you, you know what I'm saying, got a new job, like, we don't take the time to really appreciate that, the fact that we have these things. So I just wanted to say, like, make sure y'all stop in y'all days, y'all working, y'all got a job, y'all got food on y'all table, got a car, you can put gas in your car, and make sure that you appreciate your moment. Like, really take that in and understand that it's always someone probably doing worse than you. So I just wanted to really put that out there and say, take your moment, give yourself a pat on the back. Don't get complacent, but keep working towards your next goal.
So, absolutely.
Y'all want to touch on that if y'all want to?
Nah, man, I think you pretty much covered it, man. Like, you know, it's all about just appreciating what you have now. You know what I'm saying? Like they say all the time, give people the roses while they can still smell them.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Let people know their worth. You know, let your friends know your worth. You know, it's about support.
Talk to your people. Like,
and I'm going to go on a little bit off course real quick, because this was something I was tweeting about a little bit earlier, just like supporting each other. Like, I know we constantly, you know, last two episodes I've been talking about support, but that's honestly how your friends are going to succeed. You know, if your friend got a clothing business, why don't you buy a shirt or something from them? You know what I'm saying? If your friends happen to start a podcast, why don't you go ahead and listen to them? Share and subscribe. Wink, wink. But, like, man, it's all about support. I'd rather you support me than say good luck. You feel me? Because actions speak louder than words any day of the week, twice on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only way that people, your friends, are going to grow, the only way that, you know what I'm saying, people are going to know how much they're worth, how much you're loved, how we going to break this cycle of hate and, you know what I'm saying, all this depression and shit like that. Let people know how much you care about them. Let people know your worth. You know what I'm saying? Before it's too late. That's it.
That's a fact. That's all I got on that. So, I don't really got nothing else to say.
Also wanted to touch topic. This not even on the whatever we got going on here. But, like, how y'all feel when somebody say they proud of you? Like, because a lot of people have, but I know some people that have issue with that, to say, I'm proud of you. Like, it's almost like belittling in a sense.
So, this is me. And it may come out or come off as being weird, or may come off as not being appreciative. I am a person that does not like compliments. Mm-hmm. I've never been a person that likes compliments, because I feel like a lot of people are very disingenuous.
Facts.
Okay. So the reason why I say that is because it's little words that always, I'm a trigger word person.
Little is a word, period.
Yeah, like that. Like, oh, I like your little show. Podcast. Yeah, like that. So like it irritates me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
I get that. Like, I literally was at a friend's condo, mm-hmm. and he invited some people over.
Right.
And the first thing that this young lady walks in and says, like, oh, I like your little apartment.
All right, it's time for you to go home, baby girl.
Man, I got pissed off for him.
Like, what the fuck you mean?
Like, what the fuck you mean? Like, who you talking to, bud?
Like, you could definitely walk your ass right the fuck out of this little ass apartment door. You feel me?
Like,
I've always been that. Like, so when someone be like, and this is like a prime example, and I hate it to the utmost. You look nice today.
Yeah, that's trash.
You look motherfucker. Nice what?
So y'all was ugly yesterday.
You feel me?
Like
I hate that. Like, it's just it's always been a pet peeve of mine. Like, I'm always like, I have to just, like, because I know everyone doesn't really know that, so I really have to just be like, all right, thanks. And I just keep it pushing. Like, it don't sound like, it just doesn't sound like enthused. Like, I don't like that. It's just me. Like, just go ahead and say, oh, yeah, you look nice. That's it. Just say that. If you say that, I'll be cool.
Right.
And I'll be all right. But when you hit me with a today, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be, man.
You hitting with a butt. I hate butts.
Yeah, and that's exactly what that is.
I hate butts. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. Like, a big one in our community is, oh, you look cute for a dark-skinned girl. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? True. That's a butt.
That's true.
That's
because all light skinned women ain't fire
at all.
Right. Like,
I could go through my timeline right now and point out a few.
But shout out to my brown skinned queens. Y'all know I love
y'all. I love them all. Listen, it don't matter what you are.
Mm-hmm.
It was some at that
at that thing, boy, at right that thing, there.
With that thing on that thing.
I'll put somebody in a torture rack, I tell you.
Man, hold on, I'm vibing. I can't be talking that mess.
Oh,
man.
You vibing
I'm
now?
I'm vibing. I can't.
Wait, so that means you passed talking, because according to you,
you're at that next stage.
I'm vibing.
Next I'm vibing. You know, so you done talking?
I'm still single.
Nigga said,
okay, so I'm just checking.
I'm still single.
So you done talking?
Don't get it twisted. I'm still single.
Listen, I'm going based off niggas' definition. That's all.
You exactly.
Those are the words
it's gonna be,
saying to you.
Like, don't worry.
It's going to be these two niggas are single and this guy.
Hey, this is why we single and you not. The spinoff show.
Hell no.
Hey, copyright that shit right now.
Right.
Damn,
but just keep on moving forward with the show.
Now, are we getting to this one?
Yeah.
Oh man. I seen this one. I was like,
yeah, we gonna, I don't want to touch talk this about, one. Yeah, we gonna talk about some shit here, y'all. Like, this is for my women here.
Uh oh. Mm-hmm.
So we gonna touch a base on women who are miserable trying to prove they aren't going anywhere. And other chicks can't have their man.
Huh? Now, I wanted you to explain this.
Please do.
So, in a sense, let's be all the way real here. We all know or knew somebody that's like been in just a trash, toxic relationship.
Oh, yeah, facts.
But
yeah.
Instead of getting out, they're staying with that person that they know is with X, Y, and Z, calling the other girl phone. Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, when somebody cheats, the person that is being not cheated on, but the person that they're cheating with don't owe you a damn thing.
At all. Absolutely. No.
They don't know you.
Absolutely
like,
not.
I mean, even if they do know you, they still don't owe you nothing. They're not in your relationship.
Your fight is with your significant other. I've always been the type that's like, if, you know what I'm saying, I cheat on my girl, you know what I'm saying? My girl find out. Why is my girl going after the other girl? Like, what? She ain't got shit to do with this. Like, holla at me. Like, your beef is with me. You feel me?
So, what you been telling the other girl? You been telling her, oh, that's my roommate. Oh, that's my sister. That's my... So, that's what I'm saying. Like, we have to understand that let that go between that other person. I mean, sometimes it is maybe some petty mess, you know what I'm saying? But on the other end, let's touch base on some of those, you know what I'm saying, like, they're miserable. They're in that relationship. Okay. But it's
right.
Why, you know what I'm saying, do y'all think that maybe it's that going that way or so?
So I feel like, and I've seen it, I think it could be due to insecurities that's within the relationship, also could be potentially within themselves. It could be some, I'm going to touch on a whole bunch of things. So, like, it could be verbal abuse from that person, like telling them like they're not worthy, they're not, you know, worth, like no one else is gonna want you, like those type of things, real toxic talk, like to those people, like so it's, I've seen it happen, like they will hold stuff over their heads, especially like those things that they want, like. Especially like if someone wants to get married, oh yeah, I can get you that ring if you really do X, Y, and Z type stuff. So just like real verbal abuse within the actual relationship. Mm-hmm. This is my personal thoughts.
Yeah, I don't pretty much got that. I was thinking about when you said that. I went on like start daydreaming because we were talking about how, you know, like you don't know what your other. You don't know what you're telling the other person. And it just reminded me of my first.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So
talk about it.
Yeah, I'm going to, it's nothing. So I lost my virginity. Like we were working at the supermarket. You know, so this is like my first year.
IGA so, or some shit like that?
Nah, it was called Cubs. So if you're from if you're from Chicago or you listen to this like in Minnesota or some shit, you know what Cub Foods is. It's kind of like Kroger here and shit,
gotcha.
Okay. So I was a bagger. And she was a cashier.
Oh, he's out here bagging him.
Right. See what I so, you know, I when you know what I'm saying, we used to just vibe and talk and shit. And
so y'all pass the talking.
And then next thing you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, we started kicking it, dating, whatever. And that's who I lost my virginity to. And she was actually 21 and I was 17. So.
Oh, yeah, she. Oh. Yeah, she. Yeah, I already know where it's about to go, but go ahead, go ahead.
So, pretty much, she had, you know what I'm saying, she would always, like, it was always something just always, like, off. Like, she would come to my crib, chill. My mom's was cool back, like, when I think about it, like, my mom's was cool as hell. Like, let a girl come over, I'm 17, like.
Right, yeah. Our moms was, all our moms have always been cool, like, keep it a buck, like. Yes. My mom, never mind, just go ahead.
Finish. Right, so, pretty much, to make a long story short, she was telling me that her man was her brother. So I was just like the little side nigga. You know what I'm saying? The little side catch. Yeah. Meanwhile, she got a whole ass, you know what I'm saying?
Whole goddamn family.
Whole goddamn dude, you know what I'm saying, on the side.
Shit.
I'm sitting there, you know what I'm saying?
Stuck like Chuck, huh?
Stuck like Chuck on my first, like, man, I'm sitting there stuck. I asked the girl to go to prom with me.
Oh shit!
Yeah, bro.
Does she even do that?
I don't know.
Niggas, the age limit on prom.
Is it? What? No, yeah. Not my prom.
You in Chicago? R. Kelly. I get it. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry.
It makes sense.
Oh, you got jokes. You got Sorry. Jokes, huh? Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
I had nothing.
I had nothing. Like. Oh, right. And no comeback.
Damn
for that.
You.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, please put that damn James in there. Right there. Right. Damn.
But no,
definitely,
like,
going there.
I swear, because I'm off topic. But my shit, if you out of school for 2 years, you couldn't go to prom.
What?
Yeah.
You checking out ID? What you mean? Yeah, like, but she looked young, though. You know, black don't crack, so she was 21, but she looked like she was fucking 17.
I don't know how they did it, but it was like, yeah, you was.
Nigga, we was grown as hell. Nigga, we was grown as hell with fucking goatees and goddamn in high school. They was just like, we just glad y'all niggas graduating. Like, get the fuck up out of here.
Had a foul on my watch.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, So, yeah, I mean, that is something like that was weird to me when you said at 21, like, prom. So yeah. So what? How did that kind of all?
She literally quit her job, dipped off, never seen her again.
Oh shit!
Yeah, this was like 2 weeks before prom. She quit.
Oh
yeah.
So you had to find another date.
Found another date. Shout out to my date, wherever
did
you
she,
are.
Did she know she was second fiddle?
Yeah, she knew.
Look at me being messy.
She knew what happened. She came
big
through in the clutch.
Messy.
Got my messy boots on today, y'all.
Oh shit! Yeah, she knew. She knew what happened, man. She came through in the clutch, man.
Prom date number two.
Did y'all
two.
Match? We did. Oh man, I gotta. I'm gonna get my mom. Actually, because she wore like a white dress, and then I think like I had on this like Steve Harvey. LeBron James, 2003 NBA draft.
But you gotta think about it though.
That was back then.
That was popping.
Man, I'm
Gators.
Talking about.
Yeah, Gator shoes.
I did have the Gators.
Nigga looking like he was in.
I can tell you right now, my suit jacket came past my knees.
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
I believe it. Yes.
That's funny. Wow.
But, all right, cool.
But yeah, man.
Hey.
But back. niggas don't want it.
Yo.
Niggas ain't want that.
I don't know what just happened. Right. All right, cool.
Niggas ain't want cool. that. He want that heat.
Anybody can get it.
But no. Oh, back to the initial.
Yo, this is going to be a goofy ass episode. I can already tell.
Yeah, we got to go get a refill on some drinks.
But we need to get back to the question, man. Yeah. So, or back to the statement. So, honestly, I just feel like when a chick is miserable like that in that toxic relationship, like, it's crazy because you start to think, like, where her friends at. But her friends are probably talking to her. You know what I'm saying? And it's weird.
And she probably think it's, like, it's hating, too, because it's like, it could be, like, the single friend that could be saying something. But so
girl, I seen this nigga with da-da-da. And she like,
girl,
what?
No, he wasn't, blah, blah, blah. I talked to him. He was with his cousin.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah.
And you never really see the situation flipped. I never really seen a situation where a guy just won't let a girl go. I just seen it where they kind of like.
I have.
See, I haven't really been. I ain't seen it.
It's funny that you brought that up. Is there a time and a place, and this is on topic, is it a time and a place for a friend, male or female, if they see that their friend, significant other out, is it their duty to go to that person to say, hey, what's up? Like, give them a notice, or is it your duty to go tell your friend? Or do you just leave it alone?
I leave it alone. And I will tell you the simple reason that I leave it alone is because pillow talk is a son bitch. Like, yeah, you would feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're doing the right thing, and you know what I'm saying, you're trying to look out for your homeboy, your homegirl, and then next thing you know, they get back together. Y'all got that pillow talk. Now they looking at you sideways.
I definitely agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what if this is your?
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to say it depends on the relationship level with that person. With me, got like, it. Yeah, like, if okay. I call you my brother, I ain't about to have you out here looking stupid.
Yeah, no,
like, well, you know what I'm saying.
So at that point, I think I wouldn't go talk to that person.
No, I'm gonna talk to.
I'm talking to my homie. Like, listen, and I think I would. I don't know if I would bring that caveat in. It's like, hey, like I'm not hating or nothing like that. Nah. Like, because then. Like, I feel like when people do that, I feel like they are kind of hating. Once again, that I think that falls in the same line as compliments. But yeah, I'm gonna have to talk. I'm gonna have to tell my homie.
But
though.
See, I feel like when you really pull up on your homeboy and you serious, niggas know. Like they know. Like nah. Like we don't just have that conversation. Like
yeah.
Fact, ain't no joking. Fact. Like hey, no, bro. Yeah. Like listen, I seen your girl out with old boy. Like you know, I know. You know what I'm saying. They had a history or whatever else. I'm just saying, you know, that's on y'all. I'm out of it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You put that, you just put it out there like, hey, like just be careful type thing.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, now, if I see him doing some shit, then it's like, my nigga, like, yeah, you got a situation on your hands. But again, you know what I'm saying? Like Darius said, it's going to become a situation because they might get back together. So you're going to have to be able to deal with that heat. But you also, I always say, be a friend first. You
know no, for sure. Yeah.
Like at that time, now if it's just a nigga I'm cool with and I see his shit, I'm like, oh, ooh, she nasty.
Yeah, no,
like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Yeah, no, I don't care about that. Yeah.
She nasty.
I don't care about that. But like I wouldn't be the one I think that's real messy. Like to be like that he said, she said type thing. Yeah, like
absolutely.
I ain't gonna do that, but I'ma always come, like I could tell y'all my brother, so I could be like, listen. My dude, like you, I think you have to be careful in your certain situation or in this situation at this point because I don't want you to get X, Y, and Z. Like, you know what I mean?
And
like,
you've done that with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, obviously, like you know what I'm saying, know a lot more about people than I do here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I may hit you up and be like, what's up with Uwap the Chop? And you like, yeah, you want to stay away from that situation.
Yeah.
Say less.
Yeah.
Say less.
Because you have to, though, because it's like, I don't want my niggas looking like Willie Lump Lump.
Right.
If you know what movie that's from, you know what movie that's from. So right. I don't need to explain to you who Willie Lump Lump is. So I don't need you looking like that. So
right.
Just that simple.
That's it, man. Yeah. One more topic, and then we're going to go to commercial break. And by commercial break, man, we're going to refill our drinks.
There it is. Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, I think this is yours too, right?
Yeah.
Drake got them all today.
Drake got them all today.
Go ahead, player.
I'm just trying to roll with it, man.
I'm going
to
hit with this one too, though.
With that same situation, I'm going to go to Leon first. I remember last week, my man said he was hurt.
Yeah.
So this is clear your baggage. Like, this is something that I think we all need to do, whether it be therapy, taking time off after relationship, taking 6 months, a year, 2 years, however much time you need to really clear your baggage, because the worst thing you can do to your next person is rolling over that hurt.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. I don't know if I said this previously on this show, but I've said it, like, in person. Do not allow your past to affect your future, because it's gonna fuck up your present.
For sure.
Yeah, you ain't said that. Hold on, I might have to drop the little.
Like, but no, for real though, because like it can. It just really, because you could be having a real good thing going on with somebody, because it's like all right, cool, and then it's that one little thing that will fuck shit up. We all transparent here.
Mm-hmm.
I do that, so it's like. I always allow something or always see something where it could be potential, like, oh shit, I've seen this before, or like, oh shit, like, I already know what's about to happen. And then I ain't gonna say I'm sabotaging it, but guess what's gonna happen? Another brick is gonna get built
right
on top of the wall that's already there.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, so has it been detrimental? Yeah, it definitely has.
So coming from you, how have you dealt with that?
So, like, as far as, like, just being in, I mean, dating or just, you know, talking to people like that, like, I am a person that will not, like, I have to fully and truly be over that person as far as me doing the, it sounds crazy when I say this out loud, I do a out of sight, out of mind thing.
Right.
So, okay. I'm erasing your number. I'm a block you. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing away threads. I'm doing it with all that because, like, I feel like if I don't do that and I see you, I feel like I may try to revert back to those old memories.
Right, right.
I might try to get back to that. Oh, okay, yeah. Like, we had a good time. Our sexual chemistry was good. Let's go ahead and get this. Let's get back at that. Let's
try it one more game.
Let's try it one more time. Right, exactly. But if I hit you with the out of sight, out of mind thing, then guess what? I can't hit you with the drunk text.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hit you with the, oh, I miss yous. Oh, I ain't going, like, or...
Drunk text is a motherfucker, or like
if you even see them on like a social media site, you can't hit that like button very easily.
Absolutely.
I you feel you me stink
right hey big head
nah you feel
I,
me
I get you nah,
so that's just me though. It sounds weird to say it, but like that's how I get closure without having closure with that person. I mean, I get closure with myself first.
I don't think it sounds weird because I have been a victim of that deletion, that social media deletion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I try not to because, one, I'm just too damn lazy to go all the way back and, like, try to delete shit. I just might make a whole bunch of new fucking posts. Like, let me just post what I'm wearing every day for 100 days.
Sorry, before you finish, also, I don't want it to sound like I'm looking and seeking to go fucking delete. If your ass pop up on that screen, oh, yeah, that's where you're going to get deleted. Like, I'm not about to go search for your name and then delete you. That's weird as fuck, first of all.
I'm just talking about going through my shit.
No, I'm just talking about in general for you. Yeah, period. So, all right, my bad.
Yeah, so, I'm, you know, I've been a victim of that social media. And like I say, to each his own. However you heal is how you heal. However you cope. It's how you cope.
Facts.
You know, I just want people to, you know what I'm saying, just take that time to, you know, get over that baggage. And I don't necessarily like to call it baggage because I think baggage has a negative connotation.
Agreed.
You know, because your past makes you who you are.
It's baggage.
No. But your past makes you who you are. The mistakes that you made in your past, you have an opportunity to learn from or do the exact same thing over again. So you carry that and say, and no matter what you do,
no matter
what you do, and no matter how much you say, yeah, I don't want to carry my baggage or any shit like that, like, you're going to carry over something to that next relationship. It's just going to happen like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't necessarily like to say baggage because I think, like I said, it has that negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say that I learn from my past. You know, okay. I take time to learn from my past. I take time for me to heal emotionally.
You know what I'm saying?
Like. And in that time, and me healing emotionally, sometimes I enjoy being single so much that it's like, damn, I don't even know if I want to commit to somebody else. You feel me? Like,
facts.
Still
in that stage,
right? You know, for some of us it's been 2 years. So.
Man.
Say 10.
Yeah. But all right, cool. Like, so whatever, however you cope with that. You know, take time to learn what makes you happy again.
Yeah.
Take time to learn.
Self-care.
Yeah, self-care is so important. Jumping from relationship to relationship is not going to do anything but put a Band-Aid
over... That shit stressed me out thinking
over
about
a Band-Aid bro. Over a huge-ass fucking injury.
Like, if you get out of a relationship and you just been with somebody for 6 months, a year, how can you just... did that and move right on to the net. That shit is amazing to me. Like,
see, now a lot of those things could be lust related.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's a case by case scenario because stuff could just happen, bro. Like, you can be in one relationship and then jump into the next relationship, and that might end up being your best relationship.
It just depends
on how mentally checked out you were from that previous one, though.
I just feel like I said, you have to clear that space.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For sure.
Put it in a game mode, you know what I'm saying? Clear your memory card. Clear your, you know what I'm saying? You got to remove some of that excess data that you have.
Yeah,
you feel me? Before you can just jump into a new game.
I like it.
So that's why I'm just like, how the hell you were just in love and everywhere. Now, 2 weeks later, you got a new girl. Like, were you lying? Like, were you, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like, how much of that was true?
Right.
So from the outside looking in, I couldn't imagine if it was like somebody I was trying to be with and they just broke up with that person. They're like, yeah, let's be together. No. Hell no. Like,
right.
Hell no. You're not finna bring that to me. I'm gonna give you some time to like clear all that out.
Right. You need some time.
Yeah, like you need some time to reflect on what the hell just happened.
Right.
Like don't use me as a rebound. It ain't going.
Trust me, my name, your name ain't.
No, you can use me as a rebound. You can rebound me.
Nah, I smacked the glass, but I ain't gonna use you as a rebound, baby.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? I got in trouble for this one time, but they probably ain't gonna get that analogy. Someone hit my line and said, "Nigga, I watch sports." I was like, "Okay, my bad."
Oh, I definitely got the I know the Russell Westbrook. I know that one. I was like, "That's my girl." Who said that? Let me see if I can remember who said it. I'm gonna give a quick shout out, man. I think it might have been Kamara. Shout out to Kamara.
Well, nigga, she runs she track. Yeah. Nigga, she played football. Nigga,
Lakers
she
was like, favorite that's team. Not like, yeah,
it don't matter.
Yeah, that don't matter.
Because you said women wouldn't get it. She's a woman. She got it. Shout out.
Shout out to my little cuz, man.
Right. Shout out for that. So with that being said, I think that's going to wrap up this week's edition of Free Game.
Free Game.
Free Game.
Boy, you get I was gonna say something. And I didn't want to have to. I was gonna say something.
LBGT ABCs.
I was setting myself up for failure. Yeah, I set myself up for that.
Yeah, don't. Hey, we want that sponsorship. You feel me? We need that. Shout out to y'all. Matter of fact, you feel me?
Right. So before we I'll just do this. We come back for a commercial break. I didn't even shout out our social media platform. So you're gonna have to wait till a commercial break to come back. But to give you something to think about. We talking about our messy boots this week. We about the topic of the week. It's definitely about to get messy. You might accuse us of mansplaining. You might accuse us of a whole bunch of other shit.
But you can also catch these hands.
But you can also add us. So with that being said, we will be right back.
Free game.
You're listening.
Who's that?
To DB.
Oh yeah.
Dre Tyson.
Yes, indeed.
And LE to the ON.
What could be better than that?
On That's Why We're Single podcast.
And we are back. Did you miss us? I hope you did. Now you're gonna leave me hanging.
I was out here on a limb, like,
help me, please.
All right,
hey, let me hanging on that one.
You look like Mufasa, right?
You looking bad out here. For sure, brother.
Right. Yeah. All right. Cool. Before we get into today's topic, I neglected to shout out all of our social media platforms.
It's not really a neglect. We just forgot.
Shit happens. Yeah. So shit happens.
Man,
so,
fuck them kids.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram. That's Why We're Single. All one word. Facebook. That's Why We're Single. Just like it sounds. Twitter. That's Why We're, followed by the number one. Email us your questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, whatever that may be, at thatswhywe'resingle@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe to us on your favorite podcast listening platform by going to anchor.fm/thatswhywe'resingle. Making sure you hit that subscribe button. If you are an Apple Podcast listener, make sure you search That's Why We're Single, just like it sounds. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to find us. And I don't want no excuse why you not subscribe to get this hilarity every single goddamn week. All right. With that being said, the bills being paid, let's get into this topic of the day.
Yeah.
So, if you do follow us on our social media platform, shout out to you. We greatly appreciate you. We had a question that popped up on the 15th from a previous episode that we had from my man, you know what I'm saying, Leon, over here. And if you're not, definitely make sure you go to That's Why We're Single on Instagram. Make sure you follow us. So, he has a quote, and I'll quote him. If you ask me on this date, guess what? You're treating, baby.
I don't see no problem with it.
And apparently, I don't think a lot of people seen a problem with it.
Listen.
Because we took a vote.
We
did scientific vote. back by the offices of thatswhywe'resingle.com.
So, like, I did a poll just to see, like, if I was tripping or if I was on point. To be quite honest, me going into this, I really thought like people was gonna say I was tripping. Yeah. Like legit, I just thought that's what it was gonna be. But 72%
said you was good. 72%
said that I was on point with that comment. Mm. Of course 28% said I was tripping. And with that being said, there was someone that they tissed me, like, tiss, like, I was like, okay, like I needed to know more on why I was being tisked. You feel me?
Okay.
First off, what's a tisk?
All right, tisk. Tisk.
Spell it.
Tisk. T-S-K.
Oh, okay.
Like,
like, I was like, was like,
hey,
man, that, just blame his liquor, man. My that, bad. That. Yeah, I was, oh, that's what, okay, makes sense. Okay.
That noise.
Okay. You know what they call, so that's an onomatopoeia. You know what that, I remember that.
Now. My nigga, I haven't been in school since motherfucking,
No. I just remember that shit, because I don't know why I know it, but, like, it's a word that is spelled like it sounds, like boom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I got what you're saying.
Exactly. Okay. Onomatopoeia.
Okay.
That was your lesson. Thank you for the traditional free game.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, it kind of, you caught.
Oh, my bad shit.
Oh, you went to school.
No, it's fine.
My bad.
So I asked this young lady to tell me more. She basically told me that since chivalry is dead.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yes, technically.
Mm.
Technically, she can ask you, but however.
Comma.
A true gentleman should not allow her to do it. Like, as far as, like, paying, whatever the case may be. I get where she's coming from. I get it 100%. Like, yes, being a true gentleman, this and the third. But I feel like this, and I said this to my brothers, and I'll scream it to the higher heavens. A lot of people will scream their independence.
Ooh-wee.
Only when it's convenient for them. Uh-oh. And when I say a lot of people,
preach.
I'm talking directly to you young women.
Mm.
You young ladies, you females, you however y'all want to be defined here today.
Talk to them.
Told you we getting messy here.
Like I understand, like I get it, like, yeah, you know, we supposed to hold your chair out, we supposed to open your door and all that stuff. But where has that gotten you?
Oh shit.
I'm just asking you.
Oh shit. Okay.
Listen.
I'm listening, bro.
A lot of these people who are saying this to me, they're not in a relationship.
Mm.
I got you.
I get that.
Where has chivalry gotten you? Listen, I could be chivalrous to the high heavens, but at the end of the day, if you still not feeling me, guess what? You ain't feeling me.
Right.
So what is chivalry? What is being chivalrous done?
Not a motherfucking thing.
That's what I'm saying.
If you ain't got shit to show for it, I get what he's saying though.
When in that situation,
okay,
let's
talk about it.
I'm pulling my wallet,
mm-hmm.
and she stops me and says, "No, I got it." I'm supposed to be like, "No, I got it."
Like at that point,
here's the thing. I personally really feel like, and I agree with Leon, like, if I ask you on a date, yeah, I'm expecting
that's
you
what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
But it's like, if you know what I'm saying, but I'm saying, even if she asked me, and I'm like, because I'm usually that person anyway, like,
yeah.
Even if you ask me, I usually be like, I got it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, but I'm okay financially. So, you know what I'm saying? I usually at least will pull out, and then once you say you got it, okay, you got it then.
Cool, no,
like,
problem.
I'm not going to argue with you about who's paying for it.
Right.
A meal, but you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm not in a space to be like, if I don't feel like doing something and you hit me up and then, you know what I'm saying, you expect me to pay, I'm not really with
that.
Sound?
Yeah, like, I don't even sound that. Right don't to even me. Sound
fucking like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you hit me up like, yo, hey, babe, I'm trying to go get some food, you know what right. I'm saying? You trying to come. I'm like, not really, but I ride with you. But then you want me to pay for that? Like, that sound crazy.
I'm going to say this now.
Does it sound crazy? It doesn't sound crazy to us.
Yeah.
But it's three fucking men in here.
It's right. going to sound crazy as hell to everyone else. It's going to sound crazy to the women who's listening to the show, yeah. which is understandable. We are here for the debate.
Prime example. Prime fucking example.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
We went to, Leon had a game night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And I came to the game night.
Yeah.
And of course, I was just trying to drink. I didn't bring nobody with me. I was by my lonesome.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm trying to think which game night.
No, just the most recent one. The most recent one.
Oh, shit, okay.
We was on the table.
So I get there, and you know what I'm
saying? Of course, we 4-0, too, just FYI.
A young lady is challenging me at games, but I told her I'm here to drink, not think. So I didn't want to play no games right now. Like, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get drunk. Funny. Like, I'm trying to kick it.
I'm trying to drink, not
think. Yeah, I'm trying to drink, not think. She's like, Connect Four. I'm like, look, my nigga, like, no, like, I'm trying to drink.
Who the fuck is this?
We go to the bar.
I'll tell you. I know who it is. I'll tell you who it is.
I want to figure it out myself.
So we go to the bar, yo, and, like, literally, as we walking up, I'm like, hey, what about the drink, da-da-da? She goes, well, now that we here, I ain't got no money on me, so you have to buy me a drink.
I don't know how that works.
Wait, what?
Like, what the fuck? What part of the game is that?
Yeah, don't give me, like, don't tell me what I'm going to do.
First off.
Yeah, like, you know what my money look like, what I'm doing, what I got going on for you to just tell me you're going to buy me a drink. Don't volunteer my money, period.
Well, I mean, everybody after whatever day we released this, what, July 29th is going to know, because you say you good financially, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm just saying, like, it's just a fact of, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm good financially for me. Not for no one else.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? If I want to spend $100 at the bar on me, I'll do that for me.
Damn right.
But, yeah, so I'm not trying to include nobody else unless I feel like it. It would have probably went different if she would have just worded it differently.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You just like, hey, oh, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? My money, whatever, whatever. Could you give me a drink, too? Bet. I got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold you down.
Yeah, but when you, like, you gonna
almost tell me? Like, no, don't do that.
That's a fucking kid. Like,
yeah, exactly. I literally got up. And just walked away.
And I don't know the relationship that you had with that woman. I don't know if this was like a previous, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Cool, but I mean, we not like best y'all like friends
fucking?
Or...
No, hell no. Fuck that.
No.
Like, what you ain't about to do is tell me.
Yeah, that's
fuck
like,
I'm about to do with my fucking money, you feel me? Like,
and that would have been for literally anybody, though. Like, no, you're not going to tell me what to do. Like, that's one thing that I really have an issue with is in sense of that, like, women feel like... When did it become to a fact that men have to do things for you? Or men are, don't get me wrong, y'all say y'all want an old school man, but do y'all understand what an old school man really is? Because y'all are old school women.
Listen.
Y'all don't even cook anymore at this point.
Hey.
And like, y'all want a man to take care of the house and do this, do that.
But what wifely duties are you doing?
Yeah, so like, it has to be still, that equilibrium has to be there to where we have to make it into 100% whole. Instead of making it, you know what I'm saying, 80-20.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I said that's 100%, but like 80, I know 87, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
20, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still some shit missing that we have to make sure we balance the whole thing out to where it makes sense, because y'all don't make sense at this point. Like, y'all say y'all want to be independent, but y'all want a man at the same time.
Let me clarify that. Like, because that's... When it comes down to it, and I think like Leon said it previously, like it comes down to the fact that people want gender roles when it's convenient for them.
Exactly. Like Hot when Girl it's Summer. Girl Summer, that this is a prime example. So sorry,
I mean, No,
that's what I was saying. It's like the Hot Girl Summer thing. Like they want to scream the like, I want this bag.
This is for you to get this bag, this is for you to, you know, and please clarify if we got the definition twisted, fucked up, or it's not your definition of a hot girl summer. But from what we understand, you know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to get this bag, y'all trying to get this money, whatever.
Y'all want to show y'all independence.
Y'all want to show y'all independence, but you still want a nigga to go ahead and fucking pay for a date that you asked for, or you going to tell a dude that he finna buy you a drink? Like,
either you got me fucked up or you got me fucked up.
Like, it's just, nah, like, that ain't making no sense, sweetheart. Like, I'm just keeping it a buck and a half. Like,
right. You
know what I'm saying? I'm all down for equality. Like, I'm 100%.
There's a lot of things equality that women do better than men. Facts. I will say that.
Absolutely. Facts. But the whole thing about equality is that core word,
equal.
That's the whole thing. It's equal.
It's only equal to a certain extent.
So you can't. So you can't pick like, and choose where you want equality.
Yeah, like, you can't. Yeah.
If we're gonna do, and this is what men want women to understand. If you want it equal, we doing it either equally all the way or none of the way.
Yeah.
But you don't get the. You don't have the right to pick and choose.
Yeah.
What is equal what's for right, you? Because what equal for you is more beneficial for you.
Absolutely.
You don't have that right, especially if you're in a relationship, if you're talking to somebody, if it's a partnership. Like, you don't have that right to be able to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. That's selfish.
That's facts.
That's selfish as shit. Like, that's you don't fact. Have the right to, you know what I'm saying, make a decision for another person that you're mm-hmm. in a partnership with when it's beneficial for you.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be us against the world, not me against you.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to win to one-up you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to one-up you. It's supposed to be us. So we either mm-hmm. win together or we lose together.
Absolutely.
But it ain't going to be, you know what I'm saying, I win, you lose. Like, hell no. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
So, and I'll say this, and I will throw a monkey wrench in my own theory here. So now, let's say if we're dating or whatever the case may be, and you just so happen to pay for the previous dinner. And then, hey, you ask, hey, let's go out to eat. At that point, if you pay for the previous one,
I'll take care of this
gotcha. One, regardless if you ask me
exactly.
or not. So, but my thing is this. What did we, like, these are the type of things that we think.
These are the type of things.
We think that, logically.
Right. These are the type of things yeah. that are just.
I just know how to put it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good word to describe yeah. it. It's a logical thing.
Yeah, we think logically. We don't think really
emotionally. You got the last one.
Yeah.
I'll take this one.
Absolutely.
Because it's a partnership.
Right.
I don't want you to feel as though you're being used, just like I don't want to feel like I'm being used.
Exactly.
So, hey, you ask, hey, you hungry? Yeah, let's go get something to eat. Yo, I got this. Here's my card.
Yeah.
Go ahead, take it. Or I just say, hey, I might be broke at this time. I might not have the money. I got you when I get paid.
Open communication. And that's another key right there.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people fail to realize, like, we aren't out here, like you said, we're not trying to one-up each other.
Absolutely.
There's no point of one-upping each other because it can become detrimental. To just the whole situation itself.
Except for these hot boy city girls, because y'all hot girls is losing, but I digress.
but I digress. As I usually do, I'm coming in with a Twitter take.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to get your thoughts on this.
Absolutely.
It's just about equality
in general. Okay, yeah.
So a woman tweeted, I use a gender-neutral bathroom today, and two men came in while I was washing my hands. Man number one didn't care and used the bathroom in front of me. Man number two waited outside the bathroom till I left after seeing me inside. I thanked man number two for respecting my privacy. I felt so violated from the other man that was using the bathroom.
That's once again, is doing it when it's convenient. Because the key thing, I look at all words. The first thing you said, it was a
gender neutral
bathroom. So clearly there had to be more than one.
Right.
Either stall, either
urinal,
whatever. It had to be multiple things within that bathroom in order for someone else. Like, if I got to pee, I got to pee, baby girl. Like, listen, understand? I may say, no, actually, it's not a may. I will say, excuse me. I apologize, but I got to go pee, baby girl.
But you shouldn't have to.
I'm still respectful. Okay, like, understand,
but how,
like,
that's what I'm saying. If it's equality,
how is it disrespectful? Because
you don't go in a man's bathroom and say, "Hey, yo, my fault, bro. I got to use the restroom."
Valid point.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a very valid point.
Here's the thing.
It's still that. Remember, we had a conversation about the unsolicited dick pics.
Right.
So
right.
That the reason why I'm saying, excuse me, listen. Yeah, it may happen.
Right,
you could. I'm whipping this thing out because I gotta go pee right now. You feel me? So I apologize in advance, but.
You are here.
So I'm still going to be respectful for a lady.
And let me bring this up because, you know what I'm saying, that conversation just brought me to something that's happened several times to me throughout my life. Mm. And it may have happened to you guys.
Okay.
When you're at the club.
Talk about it.
Obviously, the women's bathroom line is longer than the men's.
Right.
On unusual occasions. Have you guys ever been in a bathroom using it? And been rushed in by women.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
So where's their respect there? Because here's the thing. It's happened. Like, I've literally just brought this up. This wasn't pre-planned.
Yeah.
This wasn't pre-planned. But it's happened to all three of us
yeah.
in our lifetimes where, hey, we've been in a bathroom using it, And we just have women be like, oh, I can't wait. I'm just going to use the men's restroom and just Facts. Come in and just bust in on, you know what I'm saying, us doing our thing. You feel me? Yeah. Like, and this is not a gender neutral bathroom.
That's true.
You yeah. feel me? So I'm not trying to start no shit or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, hey, we gonna look at both sides of the coin today.
Make it equal.
You feel me?
Yeah. Like, I mean, and most times when they do it, I mean, it's that's just that. Yeah.
I know most so, by the, so, I mean, no, by all the time. By yeah. the time, by the time I realize what the fuck is going on, I'm mid piss, dick yeah. in my hand. Like, looking back, like, oh, shit, there's three women in here. What the fuck? Like, and yeah. I don't, like...
Hey, I don't want to be calling on no short day. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
cool that night.
That's all. It's the, don't catch you on the short day. That's right. all.
But like, I wish she was coming in. You know what I'm saying? I would have been no prepared. Some people are grower, some people are shower.
That's weird. Like, what's he doing over there? That nigga, what the fuck?
Hey.
Like, give me 1 second, please.
It's two shakes. My nigga did 17 shakes. Over there.
Girl, what is he doing?
Why is he in here so long?
What's he trying to do? But no, so somebody actually replied back to her.
Ooh.
And I thought this was like the most interesting point of that.
Okay.
So the guy says, man number one treated you as an equal in a gender neutral bathroom. That's the guy that was peeing.
Facts.
Man number two treated you like a woman. I don't know which one you want to be treated as, but both treated you with respect and neither violated you.
That's a valid point. That's so true. It's like, I think we all said those same things. Like, it was both Absolutely. Sides of the coins because, hey, at the end of the day, yes, I'm still going to respect you as a female, mm-hmm. but I still got to go pee. Like yeah. at the end, you ain't about to stop this pee.
Right.
You feel me?
In this gender neutral bathroom.
In this gender neutral bathroom.
What is things R. Kelly say for 500, Alex? You ain't about to stop this pee. That's correct.
Damn it.
One thing you know. Hey, we think about R. Kelly a lot. You think of it every episode. I just think R. Kelly been in every episode.
This is R. Kelly.
You gotta relax.
Hey, R. Kelly. What if R. Kelly like sitting in the jail? Man,
that nigga probably in jail. Like, you get my niggas. Yeah.
Say my name one more time. Get me out of jail.
Let him know, y'all.
First off, and I'll repeat this: Robert Sylvester Kelly is a sick individual. I'm saying this full nigga's name because I think it deserves it. Because he's a fucking monster.
Are you doubling down?
I'm doubling down.
Oh, fuck. Go ahead.
Because you already know what the fuck
I already know what the
say.
Fuck you about to say. Everybody know what about to say. You should listen to the bonus episode. Go ahead, bro.
It don't matter. But because you already know what I'm about to say. Niggas is still stepping into the name of love right now.
I know people. I know DJs personally that cut that nigga off.
I know people that's like.
Yo, I know DJs personally.
I'm
personal
about, y'all talking about niggas stepping in love going to be my song.
You feel me? Niggas still believe or not, they can fly right now.
Man.
You feel me?
All I'm going to say is, shout out to Burn. Shout out to Reva. Don't fret. And that's that.
There it is. All right, cool.
It is what it is.
Like, I know. Like, niggas ain't stepping. Niggas ain't doing that, man. Like,
I ain't mad. Maybe, hey, maybe you. Listen, it's your playset.
Maybe you Detroit niggas, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Whatever's on your computer is whatever's on your computer. Because before that, niggas already knew R. Kelly was pissing on little ass girls.
My name Paul, and that's between y'all.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas seen the video, but niggas was still stepping in the name of motherfucking love.
So very
this
true.
This nigga was on fucking Space Jam while peeing on little girls.
Sneaking his ass off, too.
You feel me?
I fucking sung that damn song in my fucking graduation. That shit, damn.
There it is, then. So,
fuck.
Don't throw rocks at a glass house,
uh-huh.
my nigga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that had to do with anything.
I'm not here peeing on girls like so me throwing rocks at a glass house, nigga. I'm not out here fucking
let me throw something in here.
I know some freaky girls.
I do too. And I'll be like that's where we cross the line, sweetheart.
Let me throw something here that ain't got shit to do with nothing. Ladies.
Chicken wings.
No. Ladies.
I love them.
Tag your fucking friends in your pictures because I'm tired of having to try to go through and find them because y'all didn't tag them in y'all pictures. Hey. Like, make sure that y'all tag them in the picture because bro. I want to know who it is.
That's left fucking field.
What?
That's what I want to see. Like, please tag them.
My
like,
nigga said,
you know they not.
I'm trying to be creepy on your friend.
You
so
know,
tag her.
You know your cousin looks good. Why didn't you tag her? Come on, man. Quit playing.
Maybe the cousin look better than her. Maybe she don't want motherfuckers to...
Mm-mm.
You know what this
Get
is? It's social
there.
Media.
Man, why do you hating?
Can we let Dre work? Until he gets to that page and see she 9 months pregnant?
Right. Then I'll be like, damn, you ain't gonna get that follow then, huh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this for later though.
Put it in the archive.
Can we get back to
R. Okay, Kelly pissing
and shit. What?
But no, we'll get back to
that. That's where we were at.
Nah.
We'll get back. That's exactly where we were.
We'll go all the way back to the beginning.
We're gonna go back further. Okay.
So like back to women and just like when they choose that being equal is basically convenient for them. So that's the main thing here. It's like, we just want y'all, if y'all going to be that way all the time.
All the way around the
all
board.
All the way. You know all what I'm saying? The way.
Like, we don't want it to feel like, oh, well, this, and this, but I'm a woman here, so I shouldn't be doing that.
I need to play my role this way.
Yeah, like, if you're going to be gender roles, you think they're interchangeable, make them interchangeable all around. If you don't feel like they should be interchangeable, don't make them interchangeable at all. You know what I'm saying?
And here's where I think a lot of this shit stems from, is that a lot of people go back and they fall back on the excuse, well, this is what my parents did.
Your parents didn't have half the shit we had, so
you
what?
You know what I'm saying? So this is what my parents did. This is what I know. I completely understand that, and I definitely respect a two-parent household. You know what I'm saying? I was not fortunate enough to grow up in one.
Same here.
But you know what I'm saying? I definitely respect the two-parent household. But I also do respect that times have changed. So 20, 30 years ago, you know.
Shit, bro. 20, 30 years ago wasn't that long ago. We might have to go a little bit further back.
I'm just saying like somebody around our age. Okay. When they were coming up 20, 30 years ago as a kid around our
parents
age.
And shit. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like 80s, 90s, whatever the case is. You know, it still is hard, but that wage gap was further than it is now.
Shit, women are more advanced than men at this point.
In some fields, women make a lot more money than men.
Absolutely.
And I definitely, you know, applaud and I stand up for all beautiful women that, you know, have done the struggle and, you know, go and get those degrees and, you know what I'm saying, stay in school for X amount of years to make up, you know, that gap you know, fight for equality. Like, absolutely, I applaud you guys 110%. You know what I'm saying? But that being said, like, you're going to do all of these things because you want to make you want to close that wage gap and you want to make more money. So you make this money, but then you want the man to take care of the household as far as like financially sometimes. And I've ran into that, and I'm not saying like the man shouldn't be the head of the household.
Okay. All right.
But I have been in a situation and I have talked to multiple women that's like, hey, like, the man takes care of the bills. And I'm like, there's no way in hell you're about to be a full-time working woman staying in this household and not paying no bills.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say half. I'm saying, like, I'll even say this. Like, all right, you take care of the cable bill, I'll take care of the light bill.
Right. However,
I'm
not trying to break down like, you know, specific percentages.
Break shit down. Sorry, no,
right. I'm not trying to break that down. All I'm saying is that you ain't about to be contributing shit.
Right.
Yeah, nah. If you live here, you definitely gotta help out. For sure.
No.
Yeah, it's definitely a help thing. Now, if I am making a little bit more, and I know like there are certain things within your life that you're not able to do, like certain things. If I know this for a fact, all right, cool, I'll help out with that part. Like,
absolutely.
What we talk? We talking wife or girlfriend?
It does matter. No, it matters because now if you're getting to the, I'll tell you this.
What about living girlfriend?
So if I'm living with somebody, I'm in the process of marrying that person.
Absolutely.
Right.
So if that's the case,
I don't believe in shacking up though, personally.
You know what? I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, so that's why.
But if I'm at that point where I am getting ready to marry somebody and we're living together.
Right.
All
right.
So at that point, we're
established that
we need to establish this situation and let us know, like, all right,
this how it's gonna
work. What are we going to do? Yeah, like, I'm we need to make this happen. But if we're talking, I mean, at that point, that shit don't really matter, to be quite honest.
Yeah. So I'm just like I said, I'm the person, I don't believe in really living with somebody before marriage. I mean, maybe.
I'm going to ask you this question, because you brought it, that's actually interesting. And we're probably off subject, but I think we're on the same thing. Why? Why would you not, like, understand? I get the whole point of, like, because you need to know how that person lives.
Right.
Like, I need to know how you act in the morning. Like, because, A, I'm not, even though I work in the morning, I'm not necessarily a morning person.
I just think it gets messy as fuck. And the problem is a lot of people, like, two things. So it gets messy as hell because you have to put that person out. And then it's like, do you leave? Do they leave? Who's name on the lease? It just gets too much.
I got you.
Other thing is, okay, so say you have that place and it's something that y'all both were splitting.
Yeah.
Now you have to solely take on.
But see, at that point, I feel like y'all should have had that conversation on what you'll be able to handle if that one person leaves.
But everybody don't. You know what I'm saying? Or situations happen.
I know a lot of people that be scared to have that finance.
Or situation
talk.
Happen, yeah.
But you have to, though.
You have to.
If you're getting in that situation with said person, why not have that conversation? Because
that's just like men that don't go to the doctor. You know you're supposed to go to the doctor every year to get a fucking checkup or some shit like that, but men don't go.
True.
Yeah. Right.
So I just feel like I don't even want to handle that or deal with that because, and plus, I like my fucking space. Leave me the fuck alone. Yeah, I'm going to go home.
Ain't nothing like no in-house pussy, though.
Yeah, but I'm going to go to her house so she can come to my house. I swear, I just feel like.
I get where you're I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah, like, I just be feeling like.
Like, if you want to decompress, like, my nigga, like, you need to decompress on your own. Like,
let me go. Sure. You do you. I'm going to do me. Yeah. Come up, you know, come over when tomorrow or something. But right now, I'm going home.
Yeah,
right. You know what I'm saying? So
I feel it.
I just never really thought about living with nobody else until I get to that point. I say it just so much mess. You just see, even with friends, and you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, damn, like, so what you about to do? Like, now that y'all broke up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are people be still living with that person, but y'all broke up?
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah,
that's crazy to me. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so y'all really broke up. Y'all seeing other people, but y'all still in the same house?
Nah.
Like,
yeah, I definitely can see where that can definitely be an issue, like, especially because if you try to get your swerve
cram, you know what I'm saying?
Right, can't cram if it's you
try to get crammed,
right, ain't no, yeah,
and you're exiting out of the room,
right, ain't no cram,
Oreos on the couch,
ain't no cramming,
hey man, hey come on, bro,
no more cram,
man. I'm hating, I'm like.
Hey, come on.
Excuse me, can you cut that down a little bit?
Man.
People here trying to sleep.
Hey, you going to be like Jody and fucking baby boy.
Hey, come on, bro. Damn, all that damn noise.
Yeah.
She never yell like that for me. Damn.
Oh, that's
she
like
faking.
That. I never heard that noise before.
She faking. Like,
I know what you doing. I used to make her make that same sound.
Like, oh, you hitting that one spot?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. She like, hey, it's moved to the left about 6 inches. She like that shit.
Exactly. Man, so yeah, it just like I just don't feel like it makes sense.
I feel it.
But again,
to each his own.
Again, you know what I'm saying? I'm not all the way against it when it's getting closer to marriage.
Right.
But like I said, when you first, I mean, because people be moving in, so damn, like, her lease was quick up, so I saw her moving.
Yeah, nah.
Nigga, no.
Nah, I don't need that.
Like, yo, Lisa, you might as well move in with me.
I mean, nah.
Almost did that.
Man, nigga.
Almost did that. Did not fall for banana in the tailpipe, however. I mean, shit. Yeah, bruh. Not going to do it. Not on duty. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. We got a couple more minutes. We might get into a quick little hot fire topic.
That is.
We'll definitely just go ahead and say this for next week. So pretty much just in general, like I say, like we know we might irritate a couple of you guys out there.
No, it's not no mic. It's gonna happen.
And it's, you know what I'm saying? We're all for the debate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it is for.
I like
we're not here, you know what I'm saying, the sugarcoat stuff. We told y'all, like, we're gonna give you the man's perspective. We told
Absolutely.
You from the jump, this is what we think. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're always down for equality. You know what I'm saying? Let's put that out there. You know what I'm
Amen.
We're all for equality.
Amen.
All right. But
all right,
you snorted shit.
Right. Bruh, what? Yeah, I ain't never heard a nigga snore ever. You acting different over here. Right.
So we're all for equality. Facts. Absolutely. Yeah. Like we want, you know what I'm saying, equality, but hey, like we just want you guys to make sure that you just check, like you can't necessarily say that you don't believe in gender roles,
but
you know what I'm saying?
Comma,
you
but.
Need to, a man needs to do this for me. That's right. that's if that's
and
a,
that
a
need
fucking
word.
Contradiction.
Yeah, that
if
need
I've
word
ever
is
heard
trash.
One. Like you, like I told you guys earlier in the show, I hate butts. I hate conditional shit.
I'm saying, so, you like ass? Like what? What the female? Say, what does she do to you, bro?
Hey, this is the second fucking week y'all talking about eating ass, man. Like,
no,
hell,
don't
man.
Say y'all because it was definitely. Darius, right.
Whoa, whoa. We can replay the tape, goddamn.
Hey,
right.
Hey.
Anyway,
okay.
Yeah, that was you talking about. Did you say you eat ass?
No, that was you. All right,
cool.
That.
All right, cool. Say less. All right, so
I could put up the minutes now.
Right, I could put it up too.
Let's go.
Shit,
what the fuck?
Hey, shit, you ain't saying shit.
Nigga, over here eating ass and shit. That's why his hair is bald. Nigga said what?
Right. I was like, huh?
Hey,
we man, off my right whole now. Fucking train of thought fucked good. Up, man. Some of my bitch. Here's the thing, man. Like
equality, that's what you were just talking about.
We're just saying, just you know, we're all for equality. We're all for, you know what I'm saying, making sure that our beautiful women get treated equally just as much as we do.
Facts.
And
if we love
but you can't say, but
we
you
do.
Can't, but you can't sit here and say that you believe in equality and you don't believe in gender roles, but then come and say, you know, this is how my parents did it.
Right.
That was a different time when gender roles were, you know what I'm saying, were prominent.
A, yep.
You know, and
your granddaddy cheated on your grandma, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Definitely did. And he had a different family.
A whole ass family down the street.
And y'all saw each other at the grocery store.
You know you was part Jones and Johnson, did you?
First off, why you gotta put my last name in here? You feel me?
Two J's, bro.
Hey, come on, man. What's up, bro? You could have said Smith or something. You could have said Tyson or Beck or something.
The Jones just went with the Johnson, bro.
Who the fuck them niggas is?
Hey, but for real,
I hate when Dre do some shit. I get thrown under the bus as proxy and shit.
Hey.
Put my whole motherfucking government name on that.
Hey, first off, I got creditors
looking for me, my nigga. Like,
hey, listen, a creditor can call me all he want because he gonna get the same message I get to other niggas. I got you next week, dog. That's it. But the thing is, like Darius said, or DB, whatever the fuck this nigga name is this week.
Chicago nigga.
Do not scream your independence when it's fucking convenient. Because it looks real bad on you for real. Because
yes,
you wanna, like you said, you want a nigga to be chivalrous. You want a nigga to do all of these nice and fluffy things for you. But then next thing you know, it's like, I don't give a fuck about these niggas, this, that, this, and the third. Shout out to Lala.
On God.
I'm just saying, though, like, y'all don't care about it, but y'all want these things
in the same token.
Like, yeah, you want all this stuff to happen for you at
you
the same
you
time.
You don't care about a nigga, but in the same breath, let a nigga come around, you like, no, you can take care of me.
Yeah, like, what?
Mm-mm. No, ain't happening.
Which one?
So that's it, man. That's what we're going to get to these topics of the day.
We still gotta love y'all, though.
We still
I love
y'all.
All y'all females.
Absolutely. We definitely still love y'all. You
know 100% all my heart.
It's all to the good. It's all good. Let's go ahead and get into some quick fire topics.
Uh-oh.
I don't know which question I want to do. Let me see. Let's do the first one. We'll say the next one for it. Let's do how we got it written on the what's the name.
Mm-hmm.
What are the top three things you look at a woman physically and why? Leon, start with you.
So, physically, that's crazy. I look how they dress.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's still about a part of physical appearance, right?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
I guess eyes.
What does the eyes tell you, brother?
It's looking to their soul.
Okay. Ooh.
I got a little deep on y'all. Pause. Please, even though I wasn't saying I was going to do that.
I wasn't going to say that.
Never go deep on me.
Hey, man, I'm mad y'all went on.
What?
Alcohol's kicking in right now, ladies and gentlemen.
It did. All right, hold on. All right. So for back. So okay. I do look at personal appearance because like you have to match my fly. I feel like I can dress. So if we're out in public, I feel like you need to match that. Eyes is because like I always have to continue to I have to look at you all the time. It's just that simple. I'm not really big on like I don't really have a type. So it's like it's kind of different for me. So like it's mine's more of a like how you act type thing. I guess personality. I guess that's I can, you, but you can't you really can't tell.
Say physical, yeah, personality, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so that one's kind of tough. That question is tough for me because I really only have one. It's based on like how you really dress. My style, personal opinion, style. Care. Yeah, you gotta you have to have style with me. It's, I think that's a must. I think that's a prerequisite.
Gotcha, Dre.
Yes,
what's up?
Yes and no with the style. Teeth. Big on teeth.
I mean, you gotta have teeth.
I know, but you gotta have them.
Your teeth can't be a crip walking, dog.
Yeah, you gotta have them together. I low key got a braces fetish. I don't know.
Really? But, listen. Hold on.
When the teeth, bruh.
That's the second time I heard that this week.
Yeah.
Like, someone said that at the bar. Yeah. It was like, I'm infatuated with a girl with braces.
Because you know their teeth, like, first of all.
And sometimes that smile do be pretty with the braces.
And then it be with the braces and the lips over the braces sometimes poke out a little bit. But we can talk about that. But it's just like when they come off too.
What? Wait a minute.
And you know them bitches finna be. You're
not about to skip over that. Like we didn't hear that. Wait a minute.
The lips, they be poking out a little bit more. They look a little juicier. But a little fuller. There we go. But when they get them braces off and you know the teeth is just going to be perfect. Or not even perfect.
As long as they use that retainer. They straight,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like retainer, bro.
I'm like, yo, like. I like that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Like this one woman back in Chicago. I ain't gonna say no names because she might listen to this show.
Say it, nigga.
Hell no.
Say it, nigga.
I'll say her name. What is it?
I'm definitely Erica. Not gonna tell you. Nope.
I don't know Erica.
I know fucking Erica. Think of an Erica.
I know a few Ericas actually. Whatever.
Erica with the braces. What's up, baby?
Erica. Oh, I do know Erica. Ooh, damn.
She got braces.
No.
Tell her I'm looking for her.
Leave her alone.
Oh, okay.
She's pregnant.
He don't like her. Yes, right.
No.
He don't like y'all pregnant women.
Like, no, but she always,
Dre with A. Like
she always, to me, had the, like, most, like, bangin'est, like, body. Like, amazing body. And it's crazy because, like, I seen her when I went back to the shop for the fourth. Like, I seen her. Now, she got a girl now, you know what I'm saying? But, like, she had a banging body. But she had braces, though. So I seen her this weekend. Like, she took pictures. And she had them braces off. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, wow.
Bruh. Mesmerized.
Bruh. It take it from an 8 to a 10. Like that.
Man,
it
I was like, what?
Ain't no such thing as a 10, but I get what you're saying.
I was like, you out here?
What?
I stopped scrolling for a second.
Yeah,
like, damn,
it'll take
shorty.
It there. You'd be like, you did that?
No.
Even when you know, like, because you know you see a girl, you'd be like, damn, she just had that little shit, you know what I'm saying, just corrected.
And if you listen to
and then
to
when
this,
she has it corrected,
but look here, if you listening to this show and you think I'm talking about you, based off them clues, just hit me up. I'll say if it's you or not.
He out here really searching.
Labor of love.
Shit,
here,
no, I just told her I have a
speed date. That's a real fast via the show.
Give it a little compliment.
If you think
that's
I'm talking
all?
About you in the red dress with the braces.
No, bro.
With a short haircut.
Hey, you she had on neon colors. It was a neon party. Leave me alone.
Oh,
another clue. So what I think about when I look at a woman, first off, it's her eyes. I've been infatuated with eyes now. Like, I tell a woman, like, if you have, like, beautiful eyes and, like, a beautiful smile, like, it's eyes and smile.
I wasn't done, nigga.
You was going on a whole ass.
You come back to me, though, nigga. We gonna come back. But right. Eyes and smiles. Go ahead, nigga.
Eyes and smiles, and then I'm gonna group this in together, like, hips and ass. Like, I'm an ass man. I'm a hipster. Because I need, because this thing, you need to have some hips, but I don't want you to have hips and then don't have ass, but then you got ass and don't
put
have
put your
hip.
Nose if you ain't got no ass, huh?
Back to you, Dre.
I'm just saying.
Nigga, hey, what's up about this nigga eat ass?
Hey, because it was him who was talking about eat ass. That's what I'm talking about.
It's out of nowhere. But
all right. I wish a motherfucker would get in my deal.
What did you say? Yeah.
So you eat, see that motherfucker?
These cheeks ready was
the Florida Evans. So you eat ass.
No. I ain't mean it like that. But
I ain't no ass.
But no, my top three though are teeth. I would say hair. I say hair because I see you look at me like that, Leon.
Hey.
I say hair because
we going in overtime this episode. Let's go.
I say that in a sense of. Being upkept, like you,
okay,
you
know what I'm saying? Sure.
Because
yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
You shouldn't be out in public with your scarf on or always. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I mean, every now and then, you know, so you just run into the store, you doing something quick, but like, come on now, you know what I'm saying? Even though I know y'all hair costs money, it costs a lot, but I still feel like even if you just put a ponytail or something, just make it look neat and clean at that moment, like you shouldn't be out looking crazy.
I'm gonna ask you this question real fast. What's up? You thinking about your third one? Because I already know you got your third one on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Weave or no weave?
Depends on the person. But I can go either way.
Mm. You have to make a choice.
I have to make a choice.
We're not going driving by the fork of the road.
I'll probably say no weave.
Natural hair for me.
Same here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's consensus.
Yeah. I mean, and plus,
I'm not a weave person. I don't
but
like weave.
Speaking of
period.
Weave, but that's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
I hate obvious weaves.
And I can see it now. Yeah, like I said,
I hate obvious weaves.
Bro.
If you got that lace front on, and I see that lace.
First off, we ain't dating no one with no lace front.
Nah, but my nigga,
I don't disrespect women who have it.
I'm cold with it though now. I'll be like, oh, her leave out trash. Oh, yeah, she ain't dyed her hair to match up the weave.
Fact.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, oh, the traction. You know what I'm saying? Oh, nah, she should have.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm like, damn, like, I'm even noticing shit that I should.
I can't talk to you if I see your lace. Like, that is like, that makes my skin crawl. I don't even think we can be friends. I don't even think we can be friends, honestly. Like,
I mean, I've seen it a couple of times. I'll be like, ugh.
Like, tell, like it's cool, like he's like, I know that's like a wig, but it's like still, yeah. Like I appreciate the fact that you hiding that lace, but when I see that lace on your damn
and that thing flip up a little
head, I'm like, oh.
That's a little floppity flap flap.
See the little screen door mesh?
Oh. Right. Yes,
that's exactly what it looks like.
Like, why don't you come over here? Let me use your damn lace front to fucking get these mosquitoes off me and shit. Keep the mosquitoes out the crib.
What was your third one?
But I would say the third one would be, I'm gonna say skin/style.
So I was just thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
My second one, for real, like it is style. But skin is,
yeah,
I think skin is
beautiful.
Very important,
yeah.
Because, like, it's a beautiful, listen, females with pretty skin, bruh,
and nice
and that
teeth.
Shit, like, and then, like, regardless of, like, your skin tone,
yeah,
if your skin is pretty,
yeah.
Your skin is pretty, like,
mm-hmm.
Period, bruh, like, it's like, damn.
That take that sex appeal to another level, man.
Damn.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Even when, like, makeup or no makeup, like you
yeah,
know what
oh
I'm
yeah, yeah.
You can do either one.
And you can usually tell mm-hmm. who wear a lot of makeup, and you can tell who don't wear a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
And you can, and because they usually have a different kind of glow
mm-hmm.
to their like to the appearance. Like you can always tell though. But I do listen. A female with style, listen. Whew.
It's definitely different because like even back in the day, like let's be real, it's been plenty of chicks that. Niggas in them either mess with or seen, you'd be like, why y'all like her? Like, you can't pinpoint what it is because she may not
but
be
you
the.
Always see her,
yeah,
though, and like, she be fresh.
But she may not be the cutest. She
yeah.
may not be whatever, but like, every time you see her, you like,
damn.
Something about her, though.
Every
you know
time.
What I'm saying? Like,
listen, there are females out there. Did I say that right?
Women.
Sorry, my bad. Look, see, now I'm subconscious with this shit. God damn it. I don't want to be... I just want to be able to speak freely. Anyway, but there are young ladies out there
mm-hmm.
that I have seen that I did not think was very attractive. Like, I can
right.
say that because,
yep.
I mean, to each
mm-hmm.
his own, right? But when they dress, though, and yeah. they put that... When they put... I'll be like...
Hold on.
Wait a minute here. That's not half bad. So, mm-hmm. like... And I feel like once you get in a relationship with somebody, you will, like, some of your style will incorporate within theirs, and then vice versa. Like,
and that's why, like, I say somewhat style, because, like, so once you get to a certain point in your relationship, you can really be like, all right, babe, let's pick out some stuff together. Or you just tell your girl,
go just pick me out something tonight.
You know what I'm saying? Or I'm like, all right, babe, I think you should try this out.
Yeah, for sure.
See how you feel about it. I think I like this on you. And a lot of times people are going to be like, oh, yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see what that's talking about.
Yep.
Because
it's with
just
that.
What you want to do for your partner. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say all three good ones, you know what I'm saying? So, all right,
cool.
It was no real right or wrong answer there, you feel?
All right, cool, nigga. He said, wrap it up, nigga.
Wrap it up. Hit the wrap it up button. You know what I'm saying?
Well, go ahead, man. Close us out, man.
All right, man. Just really quick, man. Just once again, I know we're running into overtime. Thank everybody for listening to the show. Please share, subscribe if you think we're funny, hilarious, or you think your girls need something to argue about. Need three more.
Because y'all go argue on
and
this
three,
one.
And y'all three can more, add me, and need three more men to hate.
Hey, my you way, you feel add me? Add me, Ellie, to the O-N, because I said what I said.
Right. Shout out to, once again, everybody that came through to the release party, everybody that came through to the brunch. Shout out to all the messages with the feedback that we're getting. We definitely appreciate all of our listeners. Y'all texting us, messaging us every day, telling us how much you love the show. We appreciate all the listeners.
How much shit y'all hate when
how
I say
shit. Y'all hate, you know, how much y'all hate the word females. Like, we working on it. definitely thank you so much for tuning in once again. Remember, you can contact us multiple ways. You can email us at thatswhywe'resingle@gmail.com. Instagram, that's why we're single, all one word. Facebook, that's why we're single, just like it sounds. Make sure you use the punctuation. Twitter, that's why we're, followed by the number one. And then you can always listen to us or go to your favorite podcast listening platform at anchor.fm/thatswhywe'resingle. Fellas, you got any final thoughts?
No.
Peace, love, and happiness.
Peace, love, and hair grease. No.
This nigga old, man.
No.
Oh, nigga.
No.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I tried. A for effort.
All right.
So we out of here like R. Kelly.
Oh, God. Can we please leave Robert alone?
Sylvester did not do anything.
I'm going to tell you guys this right now. Every time we say Robert, R. Kelly, whatever, we're going to have to start beeping this out because I'm sick of this. He's a cuss word at this point.
You know what? Let's do that. There it is. All right.
Starting next show, anytime you hear the man's R&B singer from Chicago who ate Dave Hollister or whatever the fuck is. We're going to bleep that motherfucker's name out. Right. All right, y'all. Take care. We'll see y'all next week. This is DB.
Bim, 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 bim.
That was Dre with an A. This is your boy, L-E to the O-N.
And this is Dre. Make sure y'all follow me. No, I'm fucking with y'all. Right. Bye.
And that's why we're single. What about you?